As I told you at the top of the show and remind you just throughout, we had a quick visit with Becky Buller. Fortunate enough to catch up with Becky Buller of the Becky Buller Band. All kinds of good stuff going on in her life. New nominations for IBMA this year. A lot of them last year. She has a new album she's working on. Let's visit with Becky Buller right now. I'll be back in a second. I'm always happy to welcome back to Unreal Bluegrass, Becky Buller. How are you, Becky?
Hey, Steve. I am great.
I haven't seen you in days, and I mean literally 2 days.
I know. thanks for stopping at the Dunkin' Donut in there. And let's see, where were we? Erlanger?
You were in Erlanger, Kentucky, right down the road from me where I sit geographically. Of course, I broadcast to the entire universe, as you know, but it was fun to see you guys. I hadn't seen Ned in a long time. I hadn't seen Ned and talked. I used to talk to Ned once or twice a year, but just so it was fun to see you guys. So
I can't believe that. You guys are fellow DJs, banjo players, and you never see each other.
It's been a drought. It's been about a two-year drought. I used to see him at least once a year, maybe twice, and just been a while. So it was fun to get to catch up with him again.
We'll have to change that. We will.
So I'm talking to Becky Buller and the Becky Buller Band. We kind of ran into each other and chatted a little bit as you guys were going back home to Nashville. And you reminded me of a couple of things. I want to let them know about where you're going to be coming up soon. This will be August 15th, but I also want to talk to Becky Buller about the fact that here you are back again. Last year you were Sally Field as you collected all these awards for IBMA. You really like me. Well, now you're back again. Now you've been nominated for how many more awards this year?
For three more. And it's so unreal.
Thank you for that.
Well, it is. It really is, because this happens to my heroes, you know, and to be up there with them is just something that I'm not used to, and I'm really excited, and I'm really grateful, and it's just surreal.
Well, that's good. Fiddle? Tell me the other ones.
Yeah, Fiddle, a female vocalist, and gospel recorded performance for The Savior Is Born, which was part of a two-song Christmas 45. We called it the Christmas 45. So two Christmas singles that we put out last year.
And the other one was the Gingerbread House song.
Yes.
Yeah. I played them both extensively all through December. Enjoyed them very much. I'm looking forward to seeing you back in Raleigh. I'll see you back there in this year as you collect another wheelbarrow full of awards. And very politely and very humbly, Becky acts like, and again, as she's saying now, she's not supposed to be there, but you know what? People were so happy to see you and pick up those awards, and I kind of felt like then that you were like, this is your statement again. You know, you do things in life, and now you're kind of back. You never were gone, but now you're like full time back in the bluegrass, and look how things are turning out.
Oh, it's so exciting! It's so much fun, and I just love doing this, and I love getting to pick with the group that I have around me. Ned Lubarecki, as you mentioned before, on the banjo.
One of my favorites.
He's amazing. And definitely doesn't get the credit that he deserves. He's one of the most incredible banjo players out there.
I know a lot of them, and I know Ned well. There's only two, three, four people that are in Ned's class, in my opinion, of any kind of musicianship you would want on the banjo. He can do it all.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Then I've got Dan Boner on the mandolin and fiddle. He's the director of the East Tennessee State University Bluegrass Old Time and Country Music Program.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
And he's so busy down there at the school, and I'm amazed that he has the time to come out on the road with me, but I'm so grateful that he does, because he is an incredible talent, and he's another one that people just don't know how wonderful a picker he is, because he's been in academia. You know, he graduated school and just ended up getting a job out there and staying, and he's done wonders with the program, and has taken it to another level.
Aren't those college programs just amazing? The whole thing. Now you can actually go to school and go to college, and you can come out being a bluegrass person.
Yeah, and that's East Tennessee State is the first 4-year university to offer a bluegrass degree.
That's right. Yeah. And we talked about everybody in the band yet.
Let's see. No, we haven't. Let's do Brandon Bostic on the guitar and the dobro. And he also plays everything just incredibly well. Really busy guy. He plays with the Patti Loveless's Road Band. He plays with the Likely Culprits around Nashville. And he also plays with the Blue Moon Rising.
He is a busy guy.
So, yes, really busy, really talented dude. And then Daniel Harden on the bass. And Daniel works at Jack Daniel's in his hometown of Lynchburg, Tennessee. But they let him off every so often to come play music with us. And he's a great tenor singer.
He's a rather large fellow. I met him Sunday also, and I hadn't before, but I kept thinking he should be guarding the door.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And I'd be okay with that.
Band
not that,
security. And,
yeah.
Band chiropractor. He's also kind of like the band witch doctor. You know, if we've got something going on with Daniel, is there a natural remedy for this? And he'll go off about something. You know, and
go find
and
some roots.
It works.
Go find some roots and herbs and crack your back, and then you're better again.
Exactly.
Well, listen, as we were talking Sunday, and I'm talking to Becky Buller, and we just gave a nice run through of the Becky Buller band, the B3. You mentioned that you're going to be kind of close to me geographically. You will be a lot, and I'll see you a lot this year, but you mentioned that you're going to be in just down the road from me physically in Lexington, Kentucky. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes. On Monday, August 15th, I'm going to be doing a duo gig with Brandon Bostic up at the Moondance Theater. It's part of the Southland Jamboree series.
Oh, yeah,
it's
sure.
It's a free concert series that they have up there. I believe it's one Monday a month, like the second Monday of the month, something like that. Anyway, so we'll be out there. It's an outdoor concert, free concert at just 7 p.m. at the Moondance Amphitheater in Lexington, Kentucky.
Nice. Oh, I do know that. And when you mentioned the full name of the Southland, I know that, of course. And we were talking off the air. I couldn't place the place, but I know what the event is now. So that's a big deal. Yeah, that's fun. So any other just duo things you're doing after or before that?
Nope.
Okay. All right.
No, I mean, most of what I'm doing is the full band, but this is just kind of a extra thing that came up, and Jim Rose, my booking agent, said, "You want to take this?" I said, "Okay, sure, we'll take it." So that'll be fun. Brandon and I have done a couple duo gigs before. So it's fun to pare it down, and it'll really put us through our paces with switching up stuff and keeping things entertaining.
Well, you'll be playing. Of course, everybody knows you're a fiddle player, songwriter, wonderful singer. I love to watch you perform, too. But you pick up a banjo and do some other things, too, every once in a while, don't you?
Yeah, I've been known to claw a few.
Yeah, claw a few.
And I'll play guitar, too.
That's right. The Becky Buller Band, we're talking with Becky Buller and the fact you're going to pair off with one of your members here on the 15th of August right down the road from me where I physically sit. You'll be in Lexington, Kentucky. People can find all these great things. You have a website where they can trace. It's not like Pokemon Go, but they can actually find where. They don't have to capture you, but tell us the name of the website so they know where Becky's going to be.
It's BeckyBuller.com, and Buller is spelled B as in boy, U-L-L-E-R, just like it sounds, BeckyBuller.com, and you can find out everything you want to know about us and more. There's videos, and you can get to our social media pages that way as well, find out what we're doing online. We've got a lot going on with Facebook especially.
So. Now, you mentioned the songs that came out, this two-song CD thing that you were mentioning, one of the nominations that you got. So then, really, to us out here in the other world, you haven't had a CD, a full CD, come out in a while.
We are working on that right
now. I knew that.
In fact, I'm in the studio. After I get back from Lexington, I'll be in the studio for a few days working on my part. This album is we started working on it toward the beginning of the year, but we've been busy touring, and then my producer, Stephen Mogin, is very busy with the Sam Bush Band. So we've just kind of caught some studio time where we could, and along the way, the CD has kind of changed course a little bit, and now my full band is on there playing on all the tracks. We are going to have some special guests, and that's all kind of coming together yet. But I'm just really, really love the work that the guys did on the record. And I'm so excited that I'm the girl that gets to sing with them.
Well, and Stephen Mogin, he produced the last, the record that won everything, right? Is that my correct on
yes.
that? Yeah, sure.
Yes, he did. Yeah, he's great. He's wonderful. So talented at arranging vocals and just, he just hears stuff. He hears cool stuff, and he makes it happen, and he brings out the best in you when you're in the studio with him.
You know, I knew who he was. I've gotten to know him and you both through the IBMA board that we all serve on. And I'm real happy with knowing you people. And I'm real happy with knowing Stephen is as nice a guy as I always suspected that he was.
Mm-hmm. So that's been fun being part of this, the board. It's some work, but it's been great, like you said, getting to know these other professionals within the industry on getting to know them in a different way,
right,
in a different setting and at a deeper level, and that's been just a blessing.
And you know what? And we work hard, and we do our jobs, and we go home at the end of the day, and then we hope to steer bluegrass music in the correct direction. As I tell everyone, Becky, I think you would agree, the people that sit around these tables for these days of meetings and do these things off on their own, I think they're all good people, and I trust their judgment. Whether I agree with it or not, I trust their judgment is well-founded.
I concur.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, listen, I know that was a statement. It wasn't a question. Sometimes I do that. You don't always have to respond. It's just me talking sometimes. But
that's all right.
All right. Well, listen, I will let you get back to all the cool things you got going on, and then August 15th, you'll be right down the road from me in Lexington, Kentucky, somewhere right in the smack dab middle of the town. There's not much of it. You know, there's not much of it, really.
Well, I hope you can make it up there, Steve. It would be great to see you there. And if not, definitely in Raleigh in October and maybe Vine Grove, Kentucky, November 23rd.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. I'll catch up to you before then. Yeah, we'll talk about that. And then I'll definitely see you in Raleigh. I'll see you other places, too.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Becky Buller, thanks so much. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Steve. See you. Thanks for keeping bluegrass on the air.
Thank you, ma'am. See you. Bye.